there other family traditions that you do here?
Well, there are family other tribes. Let's say if some one of us, mother or father, died in Africa, it's our tradition that you can also make a funeral here. And most of us do it when a very close member of your family dies. Even though the person may die in Africa or anywhere, you can also have a funeral here, because you've been here, let's say, for 10-20 years, so you have a lot of friends here. So after the funeral, maybe they will contribute a little bit of something for you, because they know you have to go back to Ghana to bury your mother. You spend a lot of money for the funeral, because when your mother or your father died, it's you, the children, that bear the cost. Nobody will do it for you. So mostly you have to buy an air ticket to Ghana to do all those things. So it's sort of when you come back and you also want to make a funeral here, people will come and contribute a bit to support you. And we have some of the traditions that we perform here, just like we do in Ghana. It's not equivalent to the one that we do in Ghana, but some sort of.
And it's like with the naming, it's also someone who says poems.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we do, like we have somebody who knows a lot of our tradition. We have so many traditions, and we have clan. I don't know, we have within, like, we the Akans, we have a tribe called Akan.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the Akan, we have something like clan within a clan, and then we have 9 clans, or I think 10 clans, and within every clan we have something to say about that clan. So we have people who know all these things, and when somebody is dead, we have to write his biography or something to say it in our dialect, and the person will say a lot of moving traditional words to support that. So we have a lot of things that we do, and it's most of the time it's just like the way of naming naming the children, but it's sort of something different.
Mm-hmm. And is it also with a church identity?
No, with that we always do it traditional. That is not with a church.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Mm-hmm. And is it then a party that you do also afterwards? Or?
Well, it's sort of, because once you go to a funeral, you play music, people dance, you sell them some drinks to drink, and they also do some contribution for you, pay a little bit of token, write their names down. So let's say if the same thing happens to somebody and he's also doing it, you also go and pay something small to him. That's
mm-hmm.
how we do.
Mm-hmm. So it is also dancing?
Dancing, sorrow, last respect, sort of making some small something just for people to know that your mother is dead. That's how we do. But occasionally we wear black or red. For those, let's say, the close member of the family, if let's say my mother or my father dies, I have to put on a red cloth. But a friend who is coming with me can put on black or red. But for me, I have to wear a red cloth.
Red.
Different. But with the friends, and you can put on a black suit, black clothes, whatever, black. Normally it's black. But with the immediate close relatives in Akan, they have to put on a red to signify that they are in really deep pain, or I don't know, something like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say if the person have grandchildren, the grandchildren put on white.
Okay, the children put white.
White. The grandchildren, somebody who has lived long that have grandchildren, the grandchildren have to put on something white.
Mm-hmm.